Malgus's private shuttle bore him toward Coruscant's surface. Alina and her team had left Valor in a convoy of three shuttles an hour earlier. They would already be well into their mission. He sat alone, the steady rasp of his respirator the only sound in the compartment. Staring at his reflection in the transparisteel window of the shuttle, he tried to sort his thoughts. Wild ideas bounced around his brain, thoughts that he dared not latch onto for fear of where they would carry him. He knew only one thing with certainty. Angril was wrong. The Dark Council was wrong. Perhaps even the Emperor was wrong. Peace was a mistake. Peace would cause the Empire to drift into decadence, as had the Republic. Peace would cause the Sith to become weak in their understanding of the Force, as had the Jedi. The sacking of Coruscant was evidence of that decadence, that weakness. No, peace was atrophy. Only through conflict could potential be realized. Malgus understood that the role of the Republic and the Jedi was merely to serve as the whetstone against which the Empire and the Sith would sharpen themselves, make themselves more deadly. Peace, were it to come, would dull them. But while Malgus knew the Empire needed war, he had yet to determine how to bring it about.
"Entering the atmosphere, my lord," said his pilot.
He watched the fire of atmospheric entry sheathe the ship and pondered something as he recalled from his time at the Sith Academy on Drummond Kos. It was said the ancient Sith of Korriban purged their bodies with fire, learned strength through pain, encouraged growth through destruction. There was wisdom in that, Malgus thought. Sometimes a thing could not be fixed. Instead, it had to be destroyed and remade.
"Remade," he said, his voice harsh through the respirator. "Destroyed and remade." "Darth Malgus," said the pilot over the comm, "where shall I fly you? I do not have a flight plan."
The fire of re-entry had faded. The smolder in Malgus was growing into flames. Aaron Lanier's unexpected presence had started him down a path he should have trod long ago. He was grateful to her for that. Below, the cityscape of Coruscant, pockmarked and smoking here and there from Imperial bombs, came into view.
"The Jedi Temple. Circle at 100 meters.
If nothing else, he would soon have his own personal war. Aaron Lanier had come to Coruscant looking for him, and he had returned looking for her. They would meet on the rubbled grave of the Jedi Order.